Now we turn to Indiana, where urban and suburban FFA membership has skyrocketed over the last 3 years. WTIU Public Television from Indiana University tells us why.
The National FFA organization welcomes more than 60,000 students every year to its annual convention in Indianapolis. But programs take place in schools across the nation throughout the year. With enrollment declining in rural Indiana schools, FFA membership is beginning to change. My colleague Brock Turner is here with more. Brock.
That's right, Joe. As more people move to develop suburbs and urban areas, the traditional focus of FFA programs are beginning to shift.
When Tom Younts first came to Hamilton Southeastern High School, it was a very different place.
The superintendent's office was in a trailer, like a little modular trailer. It was the superintendent and two ladies that helped him, and that was all. That was the central office.
Fast forward 40 years, and the district, which sits just 30 minutes northeast of Indianapolis, is one of the fastest growing in the state. Younts teaches agriculture here, and as housing developments and shopping malls have replaced family farms, you might think he'd have trouble filling his classes.
Agriculture has changed tremendously from production ag class that I had when I first started and a lot of farmers here to being no farmers. The last students I had that their parents made their living in farming was 2006.
Despite having fewer students with direct ties to the farm, Younts says his membership is still strong. He and his co-teacher see about 200 students a day.
I mean, even if you're not a farm kid, you can still learn a lot from FFA, like where your food comes from, and just get a new understanding and understand how important it is.
FFA membership in urban and suburban schools has grown 127% in Indiana over the past 3 years. Their peers in rural areas have grown too, but at a much tamer rate of 21%. The organization isn't entirely sure why so much growth is happening in its urban districts, but they believe jobs play a big role. Large agricultural companies need workers who understand the connection between technology and agriculture. Programs continue to update their curriculum to reflect the changes in agriculture, and the FFA has recently partnered with Microsoft to train students in ag tech. But another piece of it is money. That can help explain the growth disparity between rural and urban schools. The state's funding formula assigns a dollar amount to each student. It creates problems in a lot of rural districts struggling with declining enrollments.
So being able to financially support what they're are trying to do or the endeavors that they're looking at, that they may have to look outside of their community to find that support to help them continue to grow their chapter and the opportunities they provide for students.
Not far from where Younts grew up and about 30 minutes south of HSE, Josh Schoenfeld is working at the greenhouse in Triton Central High School. He's trying to get it up and running again so his students can sell hanging baskets to make money for their chapter. Schoenfeld graduated from Triton Central in 2014 and is pretty representative of his students.
I grew up on a small hobby farm. We did 4-H and all that kind of stuff. We raised goats, both meat and dairy goats, poultry, chickens, ducks, turkeys, geese, pigeon, all that.
Schoenfeld returned here after graduating from college. With just 5 students, he's been able to start growing the program again.
So now we're sitting at 35 paid with 5 more that we're working on, you know, getting in the door.
Schoenfeld says those are the highest numbers his program has seen in the last 5 years.
I've lived here all my life. This is my home. You know, this is the place I grew up that I want to raise a family in the future. You know, and so I'm willing to put the effort forward in order to ensure that the program stays alive.
The National FFA organization told me they're going to continue to reinvent themselves for the 21st century. Nearly all farmers now rely on technology in their fields, and there's a growing need amongst employers to have students who understand the connection between agriculture and technology.